Am I gonna have to yell into this thing?
No, oh my God, Skyping is not going great. I really hate FaceTiming, by the way. Steven insisted he wanted to see my carita because he misses me already. I'm so far away. Feliz Navidad. Andrea's in LA. Steven's in a snow squall. We have a lot of shit to talk about, Steven. What are you getting me for Christmas?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, great. Welcome to the Full Kit Wankers.
Coming live from the best coast.
I'm Andrea, and that's Steven, and we are the Full Kit Wankers. And we
Well,
are not coming to you live from anywhere. We are recording this on two different coasts. We are the bicoastal pod.
ain't that some shit?
It's
That's
some
great. I
shit.
love it.
Technology has brought us closer than ever, and we are able to maintain the schedule despite my long vacation. Hey, all right. We have a lot
No.
of chisme, a lot of gossip. Let's get started. Let's get going. First of all, let's start with the one no one cares about, the Carabao Cup.
Who cares?
Yeah, let's appetizer, right? Something small.
Something
Let's go.
small. Everton versus Leicester happened today in the quarters, and
I
Leighton
forgot about
Baines
this.
scored a screamer last minute equalize and send the game to penalties, where Jamie Vardy won it for Leicester. But
Well,
still an exciting stoppage time game. Both Manchester United and Manchester City are through to the semifinals, and for once, City have a tough draw as they will be facing each other for a home and away derby extravaganza. In 2020, Steven is looking fire.
I really want to see Leicester play Aston Villa. Who do you think is going to win out of that one?
Leicester. But speaking of
I
Aston
mean, yeah.
Villa, Liverpool saw themselves get the ass beat 5-0 by Aston Villa on Tuesday. I mean, they played like 15, 19-year-olds, but like they don't want into this crap cup. And people are like, you know, Liverpool fans, they'll have an excuse for anything. They're like, no, this was because we are all focused on the Club World Cup, which they are going to the final thanks to a Sadio Mane stoppage time goal.
I mean,
I don't know
they're
why.
probably going to win.
Steven, what do you think? Like, I don't feel like the Club World Cup is that prestigious. Why are we focusing on it?
Just not at all. Why are we focusing on, I don't know, tradition, money, you
Why would
know?
you choose to focus on it for your club over the League Cup? That doesn't make any sense to me.
That is a very good question. Why not send the 19-year-olds to the Club World Cup is what I don't understand.
Yeah,
Like,
like.
I definitely want my main 11 for any sort of domestic cup, let alone the league. But yeah, I don't know. That's a good, man. You know, we got to ask Klopp. We got to bring him on the pod, ask him
Yeah,
the pressing.
these are the pressing questions. Why wouldn't he want to
Yeah.
win the like quadruple, you know, League Cup, FA Cup? Title and the Premier and the Champions League or whatever.
Yeah, because I mean, I reckon these 19-year-olds would have won against Al Saeed or whatever they played. I don't remember. Could have won the Club World Cup. Well, actually, you know, I'm just gonna call it right now. I'm
Yeah.
probably totally wrong about this, but Flamengo are gonna win the FIFA Club World Cup.
All right, well, we'll see.
Oh, don't forget to mention these are across two legs, so there's some serious semifinals.
Yeah,
Mad
they're gonna
long for no
be.
reason.
Who do you think's gonna win, Manchester City or Manchester United?
Damn, you know what? I should have paid closer attention. Who plays first at home? Is it Man
Oh, I don't
United?
know. I don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes do you think that matters? Like how your
In the
aggregate
Champions League,
fixture.
people say that if you have the home game first, it's better, right?
I think statistically speaking, like across any tournament, if you have the home game first, you perform better. Like the probability of you advancing to the next round is much higher.
Well, as long as you perform well in the first leg, there's a lot less pressure to do well in the second leg. And then guarding a home field advantage in the second leg is really stressful. And we'll get into it because we're going to talk about the Champions League. Let's go.
Hey, let's go.
Yay! Champions League round of 16 draw was announced on Monday at like 5 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't wake up for it. But
I was going to text you. You up?
okay, great. After a very meh group stage, I feel like this round's gonna be lit. Matchups include Atletico Madrid versus Liverpool. Steven, ¿qué piensas?
Ah, dude. Upset. I think Madrid.
All right. Let's go with rapid fire answers. Dortmund versus PSG. This is the slowest answer of all time. Rapid fire, Steven. Chelsea versus Bayern. This is
hard. Why are you getting the hard ones first? All right. What's the next one?
Chelsea versus Bayern.
Bayern.
You're doing this like you're moving in chess. Let's go. Barcelona versus Napoli.
Said Bayern. Barcelona.
Real Madrid versus Manchester City.
Real Madrid.
All right. I sort of agree. I think Liverpool will win. I think PSG. I think Bayern, Barcelona. I think Man City. But we've been wrong before. It's a real clash of giants. There are other matchups that are boring and I don't care about.
Sounds like you have a lot of time to think about this, too.
Spurs got pretty lucky. They drew Red Bull Leipzig. I feel like things like could have gotten a lot worse for us, but people are saying that they're pretty good. I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's a difficult matchup, nonetheless. It was a lucky draw.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty spread out evenly. I mean, maybe Juve Lyon is probably like an easy one, I think, on paper, but everything else seems pretty spread out evenly to me. Even this like Bayern, Chelsea, Napoli, Barcelona, like these are going to be close games, I think, you know.
I'm so excited because the group stage was really boring and I needed some excitement in my life. But it is worth mentioning that Red Bull Leipzig are currently atop the table in Bundesliga and have allowed the least amount of goals this season. So let's see. Let's move on to jolly old England.
For England, for home, and for the prize.
It's been all but announced that Carlo Ancelotti is going to be managing Everton. Literally.
Man, I had a real feeling that was going to happen.
Yeah, like less than a week after he gets fired, though. Really quick moves by my guy Ancelotti. Poch is still out here waiting around.
I think, I have a feeling there might be like a clause in his contract that states like, hey, you can't join up on any Premier League club while the season's ongoing or something like that. I don't know. But I think he's just going to take the rest of the season to himself, you know. I don't think he's going to jump on any job as quickly as some might think so. Yeah. But cool for Ancelotti. I'm just glad to have him back in the Premier League. I think it's kind of cool that he's in Everton too. So
not official yet, certainly not official, but it's really looking like Arteta will be announced as Arsenal's new manager soon. And Man City are displeased about it and the way it's going down happened. Boo-hoo. Yeah, he's also never been a manager before, like a proper manager.
Well, now's his time to step it up. Yeah,
I guess now's his chance. Arsenal are really trying me this week, though. Like, this isn't the official moment, but it's certainly a not cool moment. They distanced themselves from Mesut Ozil's recent comments on China's policy towards their Muslim minority. They said Ozil's opinions are entirely his own, and Arsenal, like, doesn't get involved in politics, basically, which is like, okay.
Right. I got a little more to add to that, too. Just today, Pro Evolution Soccer, which is like the other big video game, second to like FIFA.
Nice.
They removed Mesut Ozil from the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because of his comments on the Chinese Muslim minority.
Oh.
Yep.
That's crazy. I mean, also like Arsenal, and we'll get to it, but they had a pretty tragic game against Manchester City this last weekend. And Mesut Ozil got subbed off. And even those teams losing 3-0, he definitely walked off for a long time instead of jogging off. And as he was walking off, his whole stadium was booing him. Arsenal fans were boo, boo, boo. And he got really mad and he like kicked something at the sideline. And it's all bad scenes all around. I don't think he should have been walking. I do think he should have shown more effort. But what's a number 10 going to do when you're down 3-0? One. Two. Why are you booing your own players? Get some class. What the folk? Makes me mad. I don't understand why you would boo your own player.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that either. I don't understand. But what more can you do? I mean, the team, I was watching that half, and it was abysmal, man.
Oh, they, it was wretched football. Yeah, absolutely horrid. We'll talk about it.
Really
Tottenham had a stoppage-time game-winning Jan Vertonghen header that took them to fifth place in the table, and you can tell by my tone, I'm absolutely delighted. I've watched it like 15 times since then. It's important to note that Wolves were on an 11-game unbeaten streak, and they had only lost one other home game this whole season. Very massive. Mourinho's tactics were in full swing. He didn't make a sub until like the 87th minute. He threw Eriksen on just to take two just to take one free kick and basically a corner kick, which resulted in the goal. You'll have to see it.
It was a good header. Man, but watching that over and over and not even seeing Jan Vertonghen in the replay until he finally gets to that position to head it in is like, bro, where was everyone? Did no one think to stop him? You know, it's just like that. That's poor. Like lack of concentration on a corner kick at that moment in the game. Yeah, pretty much the end it all. But I mean, good for us, I guess.
Also, important detail is that three different players on Tottenham received yellow cards for tackling Traore, like literally hacking at him. Very planned.
They couldn't keep up with him. That was wild. Yeah, I know. That's Mourinho saying, you see him, you take him out. That's basically what happened.
Yeah, but don't do it twice. Just do it once. Literally, like, everybody did it once. Like, Vertonghen did it once. Yeah. Toby did it once.
Or, like, if you get it once, like, if you're going to do it more than once, make sure you get him good. Like, don't mess it up. You know?
Exactly. But they got in his head, even though he did have kind of a sick goal. Lucas Moura had a sick opening goal.
Had a sick goal.
It was
Oh my God.
I didn't even expect him to take it from there, but he did. And Baby Kings, it was good. Good for him.
That was a good goal.
This Sunday, Tottenham take on fourth place Chelsea, and it's a massive game. We're only 3 points behind. We win this by enough goals, we're in fourth place. All of a sudden, the tables have turned.
Well,
this is a different Tottenham.
Doesn't matter how many, right? We're already ahead on goal difference as it is.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Good point.
Cool. So just to win, are we Gucci?
Gucci, I hate you. Man City rolled through Arsenal in a way that I honestly feel bad even talking about, since we have friends who obviously are obsessed with Arsenal, but it was a yikes for me, dog. Like, it was not good.
Oh, I'm sure Crystal turned off the TV, and if she didn't, mad respect to her.
I tried to send her cute pictures of my dog during it. I was like, listen, this is
anything alive in spirits, I guess.
KDB is a monster. You see his goal, though? You see that first goal, though?
Did you just watching him throughout that game? He's, my God, the way he tracked back, I'm sorry, not tracked back, sort of pulled away into space that led to, I think it was the third or second goal. That was just genius the way he did that.
He's,
you know,
amazing.
It takes a certain kind of player to do that. There was no need for him to cut back out and then give himself space to cut back in. I think most players would have just stopped where they were, received the ball, and then take on the defender. No, he let the ball roll on, moved it outside so that he had space to cut back in and then make that pass out to, I forget who
Sterling?
It was, but it was that screen. I think it was Sterling. It was that hit into the top right post, top right corner.
Yeah, Sterling scored the other goal. It was KDB on two of them and then Sterling for one. It was it was like classic Man City, vintage City, if you will. Pep City, anyway.
Yeah. Dude, it did not look good. It was too easy. I felt bad for them.
I did too. I mean, but like Arsenal didn't even, I mean, shambolic defending, absolutely like no effort. Yeah. It didn't even look like they cared. And they were at home. It was so strange. Meanwhile, this Saturday, Manchester City take on Leicester to determine second place. This is huge games.
Man, we got good games this weekend.
This weekend's
fuck.
Lit. You can't see my little dance. I'm doing the whoa or whatever. Guys, I got a TikTok. Steven also got a TikTok.
Wait, hold on. That was a whoa? Because I can, fans, I can see her do stuff, and it's, I'm going to screenshot this, and it's going on Twitter.
We're gonna learn a dance for January 2020. We're gonna post it, and all of our youth listeners will really appreciate it, which is nobody, by the way. I feel like everybody who listens to this is deep into their 20s, but it's fine. We love
it. I got a TikTok now too, by the way.
I know, you're my only follower.
Am I really?
Yes.
Wow, for follow.
Follow for follow, like for like. Anyway, we need to move on because this is where it's really at. We're gonna live La Liga Loca. La Liga.
There we go.
All right. El much anticipated Clásico. You see what I did there? Ended in a 0-0 draw, which literally nobody wanted. It's the first time in 17 years that this happened.
I knew this game was going to end that way, man. I'm like, on a Wednesday at 2 p.m., you know, they could be having their siestas and shit. Like, no. Like, I play a Clásico. Okay,
cool. Too
close
to the Fiesta Navidad. It's too close, baby.
Yeah.
Also, there were pro-Catalan independence protesters doing the Lord's work outside, and that was clashy and violent, and so that sucks. But I will say some good defensive goal line clearances from Piqué and Sergio Ramos, but otherwise she was a boring, very boring game.
Boring game indeed.
So that's all I have to say about La Liga Loca, but listen.
That was the only game really this week.
That's all that ever happens in Spain is Madrid and Barcelona. Don't at me. I don't care about Real Betis. Sorry. Anyway.
Who cares about? No, actually not. Hold up. Real Betis, you know, they're okay.
Steven, they had a good I don't need you to come to the defense. It was a joke. Okay, I don't care about RCD Mallorca. You ready? Serie A, I don't usually like to talk about Italy, but they've really outdone themselves, so our not cool moment of the week is dedicated to our racist leagues in the boot-shaped country to the south. In their very 100%. Their very misguided effort to combat racism within their league, Serie A has unleashed a no-to-racism campaign on posters of three monkeys with painted faces. The artist in charge of said monkeys is claiming what he meant was, we are all monkeys. Like, he's trying to, like, reclaim, you know, like, own the narrative, which he's not black, by the way. Like, maybe the same, I think he's trying to compare it to the way the African Americans have reclaimed the N-word. But, like, this ain't it. Mm-hmm. That's not the same thing. It's
no,
very bad.
It's not the same thing at all.
People thought poor it was, council. Like, a joke, but it wasn't. It was a 100% serious effort to combat racism with monkey posters.
Whoever this artist is, like, yo, your reputation is tarnished. Like, get a new career. Because that was...
He's just below Ronaldo's statue maker. And, like, right above David Duke, the head of the clan. I don't know what's going on here.
Ronaldo's statue maker can kind of spin it and say, hey, I can make you a pretty hideous... you know, statue of you, and it's like, oh, cool, really? All right, I'll do that. Like,
oh,
I'm
cool.
Sure there's a niche
really?
Market for that. Yeah.
No, that yeah. ain't it. But yeah.
I mean, there's a market for misguided racist posters.
Misguided racist posters.
Or maybe there is.
I feel like there are a lot of those out yeah, there. We just don't want it in our frigging football. Anyway, let's move on to Steven's favorite league, La Bundesliga.
Hey, before we do now, Juve won, so now they're first place again, which is boring. But Inter are only behind by 3 points, so if they win over the weekend, they'll be top again. But yeah,
that's
just a tidbit because I'm a little upset.
I'm cutting that.
Yeah, because I like the idea of Inter just staying. Don't be cutting my shit. I want Inter to stay up there. But I don't like.
Okay,
I don't
I'm
like,
trying to talk about Bundesliga. That's your shit, and now you're just trying to keep us in Italy where it's racist and awful.
Because I'm about to attack Nazis. I hate that Lazio is moving up to third now. That's like the most Nazi club out there right now, but out there in Italy, I mean. But anyway, let's go to Bundesliga because that's where it's really lit.
To
like,
the original Nazis. In better news, Bundesliga is lit as usual. A teenager debuting for Bayern Munich, Joshua Zirkzee, scored a stoppage time goal over Freiburg on his first touch off the bench, and now Munich are only 4 points behind their leaders. Their leaders,
wow.
The leaders.
The leaders.
Wait, and also this is my favorite thing that's happened this whole week. I'm dying. I have to say it. Coutinho has been wearing a child-sized Bayern Munich replica jersey this whole season because none of the adult sizes would fit his little body. I'm absolutely mind-blown over this. You have to explain it, Steven. How's this possible?
My guy's like... All right, here, I'm gonna lay some knowledge. My guy's like 5'5", right?
Okay.
And Byron wears Adidas. These Adidas jerseys, they run long, yo. Like, I wear an Adidas large, right?
Okay.
But if I'm going to get Nike kit, I need, like, a double XL because they run tight.
That's right.
So that's your answer. So
you think that the jersey's too long for his little butt? That
no, it probably hangs
a little They don't have,
much,
like, an
you know,
XS?
Like,
they don't have an extra small men's?
Kids, no.
No.
Children's targets.
But the best part is he's not even wearing a real Bayern Munich jersey. He's wearing a replica. He and I are the one and the same in how much we like to fucking bootleg our jerseys.
Wearing whatever the U15s wear, but with his name on it.
No, it's a replica jersey. That's what I've been told via the news. It's not what the kids wear. It's a replica kit.
No, get out of here. Really?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, that's...
It's not officially Adidas. He's wearing a replica kit because it's the only... He's like Regina George in sweatpants. This is all that fits me right now. Like, that's literally him. Anyway.
Oh, it's like that?
It's like that. In more crazy Bundesliga was insane this week, all across the board. Schalke goalkeeper Nubel, I don't know, came out kung fu fighting against Frankfurt player Mijat Gacinovic, I don't know, and it was the gnarliest tackle since Xavi Alonso got fucking kicked in the World Cup by, what's that, what was his name? Nigel De Jong. That's right.
Nigel De Jong.
It had flavor of Nigel De Jong. And also slight flavor of, who kicked the shit out of someone? Remember when Mane did that to a keeper? Do you remember what keeper that was?
It was Ederson.
That's right. It was very like that, but it was the keeper doing it to the player. And it got him sent off with a straight red, but only has a 4-match ban, so...
I think 4 matches, it's good.
I don't think it's good, Steven, because if I did that to you in the street, I could get convicted for attempted murder. So I don't feel like it's good.
Well, I mean, he can sue if he wants to,
He can sue.
That's still within their rights. Seriously.
It looks so rough. Like, he hit him right in the rib cage, then his knee hit him in the head, then he landed cleats onto this guy's fleshy part of his arm. Just a note of it.
This reminds me of years ago, like back when Michael Ballack was still playing out in Chelsea, right before the World Cup. I think it was the 2010 World Cup. And he had a really bad tackle that, sprained his ankle or broke his ankle. I don't quite remember. But he sought legal action against a player that did the tackle because, I mean, the league sanctions are the league sanctions. They can't do any more than that. So he took it upon himself to sue the guy. So... I say, sue the guy.
I'm surprised that Andre Gomes hasn't tried to sue anybody either, though I guess there's not a lot of malicious intent in those fouls. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true, I suppose, yeah. Maybe but anyway, them.
I don't know. Anyway, it was wild, and that's all I have to say about that.
Well, with Leipzig up top, too, I mean, they're tied on points, but yeah, they're the least... They've conceded the least amount of goals, they're like 10 goals ahead from Borussia Mönchengladbach, which is kind of crazy.
Which is what's keeping them ahead them, right? Because they're tied on points.
Pretty much. And then like Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, Schalke, Munich are like
4 points behind. They're coming for them. They're like, nah, this is our title. We own this shit.
Yeah, and I guess you could say Schalke is still in the running. Even Freiburg and Leverkusen, I mean, they're like almost 9 points away, but... 9 points away I just feel like if it's that close between third and fourth, just being 3 points away or 4 points away, rather, and then you're only 9 points from first, it's like, anyone slips up little by little, you're chasing after each other. So, dude, 1 through 7, anyone's game. Some might argue 1 through 9. So that's why I love fucking keeping up with this table. Every week it's a little different.
Can I just say that I don't usually root against Liverpool outright unless it has to do with Tottenham, but I would really like for them to start to have like a bad week. Like, I would just like to see them lose like 4 games in a row and actually make it a title race. Like, someone please beat Liverpool. It's not that hard.
Think of it this way. We're off to a good start, no? They just lost Aston Villa 5-0.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed. Yeah, but it was in the Carabao Cup. When it comes to like proper games... You're right, but it's frustrating.
They're gonna lose on when do they play again? Saturday?
No, they don't play. It gets rescheduled because of the Club World Cup.
Oh, that's right. They were supposed to play fucking West Ham, and they got you're right. Damn. Okay, well,
Okay. Till next week. You just gave up. That was funny. All right. Well, that is what it is. Can't do nothing about it. Hold on. I'm trying to see what their upcoming games are, but my parents' internet is fucking. So slow. Oh my god, guys, get better internet. Okay.
That West Coast bandwidth is pretty poor out here.
They have the worst bandwidth. I can't even talk about it. Okay. Yeah, so they're playing Flamengo in the World Cup final. And then they have Leicester on the 26th, Boxing Day. Hella yeah. Then they're playing Wolves, another hard game. Sheffield United. Then they have the FA Cup. Then they're playing Liverpool. Then they're playing Tottenham. Then Man United. So those are tough. Except for those are all hard. Tough. Those are like top. Those are all top five games. So they're playing the whole top five this winter. So maybe my dreams will come true. But
maybe so.
If they make it through this, if they win all those games, it's over. It's fucking done. It's done. There's nothing that anyone can do.
Okay, so before we take a trip across the pond back to our own backyard, do you want to touch a little bit on France or not?
I have nothing to say about France.
What do you want? I mean, nothing really other than PSG still being top and also the round of 16 for the League Cup, which no one cares about either. So,
honestly, yeah, like, it's going to become an inside joke that like PSG are still atop the league.
They are. So made it through to the next round because they won their game today.
Instead of you've got subs if you need them, it's going to be like, and PSG are still on top. All right. So let's head to the United States real quick. Happy impeachment day. Let's go to our own backyard. So there's minimal news since we're in the offseason for the MLS. But we were just discussing that Charlotte's bid to join the MLS will cost them $325 million for a franchise.
That's a lot of loot. That is a lot of cash money.
For context, Sheikh Mansour bought Manchester City for $210 million. So you can either have a new club for MLS in Charlotte or you can buy Manchester City. Which will it be?
I don't understand. What are you doing with all that money, man? What? You're quickly expanding like that? I don't understand.
Sham.
You know, what
league. The MLS is a fucking sham. I'm over it. She's over it, everyone.
I really need to do some more research on this, and I'm sure our Twitter friends can help us out with some of this stuff, but man, that is a lot of money. You know, whoever understands this MLS expansion model better than us, please chime in. Inform us.
Please educate us. Though I will say, in my research for finding out how much Sheikh Mansour bought Manchester City for, I found out that he's slowly losing $500 million a year, pounds, actually. This is not a profitable club.
No, girl, tax write-offs.
He's just pouring money into it for, like, stadium improvements, players, blah, 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 yeah. And then he's not making a profit.
He writes it all off as a loss. He's not really losing anything.
Interesting.
He's not exactly fully liquid. These are all assets, depreciation.
Billionaires are crazy, bruh. Anyway, speaking of Citigroup, NYCFC have announced that they'll have at least 4 regular season games at Citi Field this season in order to prevent midweek games and congestion with the New York Yankees.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's a smart move, man.
You know what's good a smarter move? New York Red Bulls have removed all the bleachers and are creating safe standing zones for the supporter section.
About fucking time.
I know, but that's exciting. Good for them.
No, I think it really is going to shape I think it's going to improve the experience. I mean, I've seen videos and I've been out there a few times and I've been in the supporter section. It's a lot of fun, as any good supporter section is. But now that there are now, safe standing, you know, that's cool to have it at Red Bull Arena, you know, right in our own backyard. Pretty sick.
So, we love it.
Good job.
Good job, guys. Now let's move on to female intended play really quick.
We got 4 stars on our shirt. We got 4 stars on our shirt. We got 4 stars on our shirt.
Listen. I know there should be more female intended play news. Just, like, go bear with me. This isn't the only thing. But Hope Solo is pregnant.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Hope Solo is really? Freaking no. pregnant. And,
hold on, Andrea. When did this news break? Because I did not know this.
This just broke. I have to look it up now because I'm nervous. I'm wrong.
Just break. She I'm glad just... it just broke while we're recording. This is great because now we know, but...
She literally just posted a picture of herself on Classico Day for Sky Sports or whatever, and it's her with her pregnancy. There, I'm pointing it. It's on the screen.
Whoa.
She's really awesome. Pregnant.
She's really pregnant, yeah.
She said, "Can't wait to watch the biggest football match in the world today. El Classico. Is it the ultimate sibling rivalry?" And...
Ooh. Hey, we should take a poll. Like...
She's having twins. That's the situation.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Does she know the sex? No?
I don't know, but this is so cool. Also, I want twins. Also, maybe she was already announced as pregnant, but I didn't know. But imagine the team that we could make out of her babies, Cindy LaRue's baby, and Alex Morgan's baby. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Is that what that really was?
That's going to be a sick ass like all-star team. You throw all those babies in a team, that's Tiny Toons. That's it.
You're already shaping the U5s. What's going on here?
2045 is going to be lit.
Well, congratulations. That's major news. I did not know any. Wow.
Steven is so nonplussed. He's not impressed. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm starting a Justice for Vivian Madima crusade. I recently read something stating her record in the last year. Yeah, I'm starting a crusade. And it's madness, Steven. Did you know she came in fifth for the Ballon d'Or? Fifth.
I know.
Five. I'm holding five in your face. Do you understand that last year she scored 40? Do you understand that last year she scored 53 goals and none of them were penalties? She was the title winner within the league. She broke goal records for the season. She broke Netherlands' all-time goal-scoring record. She's only 22, and she was in a World Cup final. The disrespect. The disrespect. You're going to hand that to Megan Rapinoe? The disrespect. I can't.
Yikes.
Thank you for your fucking input. Okay, well, this episode's going great. I'm going to go.
Well, I've got some more news if you want me to add on to it.
I would love for an add-on. Yes, please.
I mean, I think we've already talked about this, but, you know, there's going to be a major announcement tomorrow in regards to the Reign FC and the Lyon, Olympique Lyon, buying them out. Did you know about this?
Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast.
Right, we talked about it, but they're making the announcement official, I think, December 19th. So that would be when everyone's listening to this. So keep an eye out. But, you know, I just want to expand on it a little bit because they are buying them out, but I really hope that they allow the Reign FC to – what I'm trying to say is I hope that they don't mess with the branding for the club, you know, because, like, whenever you have these foreign clubs buy out some teams, they – you know, flip things around and, you know, so it synchronizes with their brand. So I just hope that it stays independent. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
For instance, riff me on that one. We agree?
I'm with you, but I also want the NWSL to grow this year in a way. I want to see that Sky Blue succeeds in a partnership with Red Bull Arena, like with the Red Bulls, so that more teams start teaming up like this and it's an apparent choice to, like, and then maybe we'll get an expansion. This is the only time I believe in expansion because the NWSL is so with love for a Los Angeles team. I'm going to keep pulling for that until it happens. So
right. And I think that totally can happen in an organic way. I don't think they need to push the envelope and you know, slap their name on everything to get some more relevance. I think just doing it in an organic way and people will, I don't know, I think it's just more genuine, you know. I let it build on its own.
Absolutely. But anyway, that's it for our gossip this week. If anybody has anything extra to add, please add us. Follow us on Twitter at FKWPod. Follow us on Instagram at FullKitWankersPod. You can go on our super secret Facebook group. Niall's been posting. Steven's New Year's resolution is to post on the social media. That could be the gift you give me.
I get the gift to the fans because I do it for all of you. I love you all.
A gift to the fans. They're so lucky to have us. And yeah, guys, Merry before Christmas and Hanukkah. Is that happening?
Happy holidays. Yeah, Hanukkah, when is that? You're Jewish.
Hanukkah Festival of Lights. I don't know when it starts. I don't celebrate Hanukkah. But
I thought you did.
Nah, I don't. We put a little menorah out. Just try to be cute, but like sorry, everyone. I don't. Anyway.
I try to be cute.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, I'm going to enjoy this California sunshine while Steven gets squalled. And if anyone wants to be on the show anytime soon, we're booking guests for January. If you have any good ideas, please shoot them our way. We'd love that. Shoot them our way.
Yeah, shoot them our way.
Anyway.
I've got plenty of time. You know, I'm looking at snow showers. It's 25 degrees out of here, so keep your boy busy. Keep him entertained.
I hear my mom click-clacking towards me in her heels, so it's time to go, because I'm home to my parents' house.
Wait, don't hang up yet, because I want to say hi.
Okay, bye.
I'm officially a full kit wanker, and I do what I like!